Tomorrow at this time, NPR News will host a Democratic presidential debate from Des Moines, Iowa, moderated by Talk of the Nation's Neil Conan. We've been inviting you to email us a question for the candidate. The email for the debate is election@npr.org. And for the next few minutes, we'll be joined by Neil to talk about tomorrow's debate and take some of your calls. What do you hope to hear in tomorrow's debate? Which issues are most critical to you? Are you more interested in character or issues? Join the conversation. Give us a call at 800-989-TALK. Neil Conan joins us now from the Des Moines campus of Iowa State University, from the very room where he'll be hosting tomorrow's debate. Good to have you on, Neil.
It's great to be here, Lynn. And boy, this place looks great. This is, as you suggested, this is the academic center for Iowa State University downtown. It's not set up as a studio, but this place looks absolutely great. Studio 3A should look so nice.
Now, this is the only radio debate of the season, Neil. What do you think is going to be different about a radio debate, different from the televised debates that we've seen?
It was interesting. I was at the debate yesterday at the Des Moines Register. It was typical. It was at an auditorium just outside of Des Moines. And one of the things I noticed sitting in the audience there was the candidates really can't see each other. They're in a line of lecterns at a very shallow arc, so they can't really see each other during the process of the debate. Here they will be sitting, I'm sure they'll appreciate that for a two-hour debate, in sort of a U-shaped table, quite close to each other. This is going to be a very intimate debate. There's going to be no television cameras in the room during the debate, so their intrusion, I don't think, is going to be missed. I mean, obviously, they're important to a lot of events, but in this particular circumstance, there's no opportunities to mug for the camera. There's also no audience, and there's nothing that comes off worse than, you know, going for an applause line with no applause. So I think the whole tone and tenor of the debate is going to be different, but the fact of the matter is, Lynn, we don't know how different it's going to be because nobody's done this since 1948. At the time, it was Harold Stassen and Tom Dewey, not names that have really come up in electoral politics that recently.
Now, you were at yesterday's debate in Des Moines. What made an impression on you in that debate?
It was interesting to watch the body language when the candidates were not on camera. Obviously, if a question to Ambassador Mosley Braun or Senator Kerry, they're speaking directly into the camera. And it was interesting to watch what the candidates were doing when they weren't on camera. Oddly, there was through much of the debate yesterday, it was Senator Lieberman and Congressman Kucinich seemed to be having a conversation on their over on their end of the the left hand end from stage right end of the array. And it was also interesting that if one of the candidates, say Congressman Kucinich, was talking, most of the other candidates would be taking notes or doing something at their lectern. When Howard Dean was talking, everybody was looking at Howard Dean.
That's interesting. Now, let's take a call. And interestingly enough, and perhaps not surprisingly, our first call is from Iowa. Deb in Iowa, hi.
Hi.
Do you have a suggested question for Neil Conan?
I do. My question is of a broader nature. I am somewhat of an idealistic person, and I'm looking for an idealistic candidate. And my question is, what is the candidate, the Democratic candidate, going to ask us, the American people, to do on behalf of our country?
Boy, that's a terrific question, Deb. The way we're processing all of this information, if you're tuning in tomorrow, a lot of the questions that we're going to be asking are emailed to us by listeners just like yourself. We've gotten thousands of these over the past couple of weeks. We're asking people to send these email questions to us at election@npr.org. And,
okay.
And if you would, make it a specific question to a specific candidate, because that's the way we're going to do it. If you've got six candidates in the room, which is the number we're expecting tomorrow, and if you ask them all the same question, you might get a surprising answer from the first one you ask the question to, but by the time you get to number five and six, they've had a chance to rehearse their answer. So we're going to try to work it that way and see if it works a little bit better than going all the way around the table.
All right, thanks. Thanks for your call, Deb. Why is this an important issue to you, by the way?
Because I hear all of the candidates, as well as President Bush, talk about all of the problems that our country is facing today, but yet the only thing I've heard our current president ask us to do is go shopping.
Okay.
And I think we can do better than that.
All right. Thanks so much for your call, Deb.
Yeah, thank you.
Let's go to Ann, who is in Ithaca, New York. Hi, Ann.
Hi.
Hi, Ann.
I have a concern, which I'll pose in the form of a question. They've been spending a lot of time tearing each other down in an attempt to win the nomination. But after someone wins, do they have a strategy for supporting the person who actually becomes the nominee?
Another good question. It was interesting at the Des Moines Register debate yesterday. It was the opportunity was put by, you know, they gave the candidates each an opportunity to ask a question of the other candidates. It was Howard Dean who said he would ask all the other candidates, would they there and then agree to enthusiastically support and campaign for whichever one of them happened to win the nomination. They all
right.
raised their hands. And so, how is a real good question. We're going to try to
focus
strategy. On
strategy. I'd love to hear their strategies.
Have you been watching the debate so far, Ann?
I've been listening
to
the debates because I don't have television. I only have radio, so you are my lifeline.
Well, we hope we can keep up with the identifications of all of these people because most of us haven't memorized their voices as yet, so we'll be doing our best to identify people as they go along.
Great.
Thanks so much, Ann.
Thank you.
Neil, perhaps you could tell us who's going to be attending tomorrow's debate. There are 9 Democratic candidates campaigning. Will they all be there?
6 of the 9 have committed to be here. Actually, 8 of the 9 committed to be here. 2 of them made other decisions at the last minute. Reverend Sharpton is not expected. He was one of those who committed. And Senator Edwards has also made a decision to campaign elsewhere in Iowa tomorrow. Governor Howard Dean will be here, Representative Dick Gephardt, Senator John Kerry, Congressman Dennis Kucinich, Senator Joe Lieberman, and Ambassador Carol Mosley Braun will all be here in this room with us tomorrow afternoon.
All right, let's take a call now from Drew in Little Rock, Arkansas. Hi, Drew.
Hello.
Hey, Drew.
Are you there? Hello?
Yep, we're up.
Okay. I just had the main question I would want to ask would be something more in the vein of, like, more about the tax plan. Like, several of the candidates have said they would repeal the tax cut that Bush put in.
Mm-hmm.
And I would just wonder, what are they going to do once they get into office? That's what I'd want to know. What is their tax plan exactly? Because I know Clinton hadn't stated anything directly. I'd like... just, you know, a little more directness from them all.
Send it to us by email, if you would. We've got a slew of emails already on taxes, but I've not heard that particular question yet. By the way, I'm told with the email, include your first and last name and the town that you're writing from, if you would.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for your call, Drew. Let's
and
see if we...
Lynn, I do have to add, General Clark was also invited. He declined the invitation. He's not campaigning in Iowa. He's sticking up in New Hampshire. So.
All right, let's see if we can get another call in here. Jeanette in Florida. Hi, Jeanette.
Hello.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jeanette.
Hi. The topic that I'm interested in, and I have not heard any candidate ever speak about it, is National Child Support Enforcement. The big issue that a lot of custodial parents have today is an out-of-state non-custodial parent and being able to enforce their child support order nationally versus just within the state in which it was ordered.
This is the issue that we usually encapsulate as deadbeat dads, right?
Yes.
Okay. Again, if you have the time and the ability with a computer, send that question to us on email and we'll certainly consider it.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for your call, Jeanette. And Neil, just briefly, what do you hope to get out of the debate tomorrow? What are you going to go for?
I hope to get out alive, Lynn.
What are you going to concentrate on?
Well, we're going to try to focus on some of the issues that haven't been addressed thus far. And there's a lot of, for example, foreign news issues that the candidates have not addressed as yet. But there's also a lot of character and personality issues. We need to find out more about these candidates before voters have to decide which one to choose above the others. Of course, if that's their Democrats or registered independents who can vote wherever their primaries are being held. But there's just very little known about them so far because people have yet to focus. Well, they're not focusing because the electoral year hadn't begun. Well, it's begun now, and tomorrow you get your chance to hear 2 hours of these candidates thinking aloud on public radio.
Well, Neil, enjoy tomorrow's debate.
We'll do our best.
Talk of the Nation host Neil Conan from Des Moines, Iowa, where he will host tomorrow's NPR WOI debate of presidential candidates. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.